Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Angel Antics here on Sacred Embers Network. This is Eileen Powers, and I am one of your hosts, along with my partner, DC Love, who is another one of your hosts. And tonight, we have a very special guest who has been a caller into this show, and her name is Sue. And so, first, I'd like to introduce you to Sue and bring her on and have her tell you a little bit about herself. Hi, Sue. Welcome to Angel Antics. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight.
Hi, Eileen. Hi, DC. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
It's a little bit of my story. I have been able to connect with the other side since I was a very young child. Like many, I didn't have anybody to talk to about it, so I pushed it off to the side and was my little secret, but I have been opening up more and more through the years, and I have been blessed with the ability to see, hear, and speak with the other side. I do healing work. I have worked on missing person cases. I do animal communication, and I'm also an ordained minister and offer spiritual counseling.
That's wonderful.
A little bit about me.
All right. Well, that's amazing, Sue. I knew you did a lot of that work. I just didn't realize you did all of that work. That's just phenomenal. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank
you.
And
we're also here with my co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC.
Hi, Eileen. Hi, Sue. It's so great to be with you two amazing women. Oh, my gosh. I feel the energy. I'm bouncing here. Awesome. It is. And, Eileen, I just want to say, you know what? We weren't on yesterday, and yesterday was the summer solstice, so that, you know, that was the longest day of the year. But now I'm in my happy zone, of course, because we're in the season of summer.
Yes.
And
well,
with that being said, I do have a little prayer. I have a prayer in regard to the summer solstice, okay?
All right. Please share.
Okay, so we have Archangel Raziel coming in. Beloved Archangel Raziel, please bless me with the energy of renewal on this summer solstice. Help me to open up to my fullest potential. As the rays of the sun shine brightly on earth and my body is filled with its power, let me embrace a new passion for life, extending this to all beings around me. Dear Raziel, bless me with the gift of solar initiation, opening up to my greatest spiritual potential, enabling me to live a magical life as a co-creator on earth. Please give me new esoteric insights, helping me to ground them in life and enabling me to work with the spiritual laws manifesting my dreams as I shine brightly. May I now receive the energy of abundance on all levels as I anchor my heart's wishes so they may grow toward the light. May I have the courage to now walk my talk. So be it. Amen.
Amen. Well, since it's the winter solstice, I would like to call the four corners in and the angels that are associated with that to come with us today. And as we do that, I would like each and every one of our guests on the show and those here to enter to go and set their intentions right now for the messages that you would like to hear today. Set those intentions into your heart as I call in the four corners. We look to the east. We invite in Archangel Raziel. We bring in the color of green. We center it in our heart space. And we ask for divine healing from with the help of Archangel Raziel and the divine who flows through all of us. I turn to the south. I call in Archangel Michael and the color of red. I settle this color of red in my body to give me strength and help walk my path of purpose. Archangel Michael, please help me find and walk my path each and every day. I look to the west and I call in Archangel Gabriel and the color of blue. as we bring this color of blue in, and we center it in our throat chakra, and we ask that Archangel Gabriel help us communicate with each other, and that our communication has complete understanding for others, especially here today in the readings that DC Love, Sue, and myself, Eileen, will do for you today. Allow us to communicate with you clearly and concisely with the messages that you understand and that you have the ability to use this information to your better good. I look to the north to Archangel Ariel, and I ask Ariel to help ground us with the color of orange. I surround that with me and down into my base chakra, and I focus this as a centering, as I send a core down into the earth to keep me balanced and to also keep ego out of the way so that we no longer listen to that monkey mind that tells us we cannot do it, because that is ego talking to us. So I ask Archangel Ariel and Archangel Uriel, which is both represented by this northerly post, that they help us with not listening to that ego that tells us we cannot succeed when God and the angels are all with us and our guardian angels guide us so that we can succeed each and every day. So no longer listen to that monkey mind. I thank you all for looking at these four corners. I invite the rest of the archangels in to guide us and protect us and to help us with our intentions and follow through with whatever messages we receive today. And so mote it be.
Oh, that was beautiful, Eileen. Absolutely amazing. The energy is really, oh my gosh, it's so powerful right now. And with that being said, ladies, would it be okay if I open up the phone lines?
Yeah, do we have a lot of callers today?
We only have a few presently, so we're going to hope that they start coming in, okay? So I'm going to connect with the first caller.
All right, well, we'll do what we can while we've got the time.
Hello, 805. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Tiki.
Tiki, hello, Tiki. How are you?
Hi, DC. I'm doing good. I was wondering if my angels had any messages for me.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and then we have a special guest with us tonight, Sue Fields Diamante, and it's going to be an amazing evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, let's see what we have for you. I'm still, things haven't popped up yet, so let me see what comes. I don't want to just grab and pull, because then it's not your intention. It would be mine.
Yeah.
You can't have that. So the first thing, though, that I am finding for you is you have actually been working on a few things lately. And you really actually have to protect the fruits of that labor. You need to prepare yourself for some challenges that might be coming up, and just be a little bit conservative about yourself, especially when it comes to anything that has to do with the environment, because you must protect that. But you have been procrastinating lately. And your power comes from making decisions. And just know that putting off and not making a decision is actually still a decision in its own way. So know that it really is time for you to stop procrastinating and really, you know, you don't really have to overanalyze. Sometimes making that decision is just writing a short list and looking at it real precisely. And so that it doesn't overwhelm you, that you don't overanalyze your options, and just, you know, move forward with making those decisions that you know you need to get done. Because it's really time to take some action. You need to be fearless. You need to be happy about the way you pursue things. When you do that, it will bring the treasured dreams in because of the high vibration of a happy energy. You'll find that it'll bring you the most amazing things, especially if it has to do with your career. You have been seeing the situation a little bit inaccurately. And so, like I said, part of it is really, you know, looking at the possible things that lie ahead and work through those challenges without procrastinating. As you do this, prosperity will really flow your way. But I am saying something for you personally is you need to take some time to you know, clear out your own energy space, purify your field around you, you know, bring in the white light, let it surround you, and sit in the glory of its energy for as long as you can. And that's the message I have for you today.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sue?
Hi, Tiki. This is Sue. How are you tonight?
Hi, Sue. I'm well.
I pulled a couple of cards for you, and it's funny because one of the first cards I pulled goes right in line with Eileen was saying, and it's to clear your chakras, to get your energy,
okay.
Work on your energy level, get centered and grounded, work on cleansing and recharging, clearing your chakras so you're all imbalanced. And I'm also picking up that now is a good time for you to learn something new. If there's something that you've been thinking about but you've kind of put it to the back of your mind, now's the time to really reach out and go for it. And once you learn it, you're going to be able to spread it to others, help other people with whatever it is that you have learned.
Okay.
And you really need to work on setting your intentions, being more clear on what it is that you want. Instead of just saying, I want a new job or I want more money, be very, very clear on what it is that you want. I want this type of job. I want to meet this type of person. But set your intentions very, very clear, and it's all going to come through to you.
Okay.
Does that help you at all?
Yes, it does. You guys hit everything on the head. Exactly, yeah.
Well, that's what I was picking up for you tonight, Tiki.
I was feeling that my orange and my red chakra, my root chakra, is not balanced. It's like spaghetti. That's what I hear anyway. So.
Yeah.
Okay,
Tiki,
we're going to do a really fast technique to get your chakras in alignment. What we're going to do is we're going to invite in Archangel Michael, and he's asking that you sit and you breathe and just be open to receiving. And he has a liquid chakra cleaner that he's going to start to pour from the top of your head, the crown chakra, and it's going to go all the way down throughout the chakras. It's going to hit the red chakra, which is your root chakra, and it's going to go down all the way down to the bottom of your feet and into Mother Earth. And as he's doing that, you may feel your chakras aligning and clearing and cleansing, and you should feel a little bit better. And we're going to ask Archangel Michael to let you know anything that you need to know in regard to the chakras or what's going on during your dream state, okay?
Yes. Thank you, DC.
And you could do that technique whenever you feel like that your chakras are out of alignment. Just invite Archangel Michael in with his liquid chakra cleaner, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm getting is the angels are do not focus on the problem, Tiki, focus on solutions, okay? And if we're constantly complaining, it just produces more negative results, okay?
Yeah.
When you're in the midst of something, you know, I sort of see like, you don't know which direction to go in. Stop. Ask yourself, what outcome is going to really serve me, okay? What's going to make me happy? And then go in that direction, okay?
Okay.
And remember, you know, when we're grateful, when we have an intention of gratitude, it creates a positive vibration, which in fact magnifies prosperity as well as appreciation, okay? I have someone coming in from the other side, Tiki, and their chat, you recognize, like, you know, your own fallings and different things, but you don't find it easy to overcome them, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so then you just stop, like I said, you know, stop in the midst of things. And connect, go within, okay? And I'm getting as well, you're worrying about, like, whether people like you or not. You know what? we like you. We love you. You have to love yourself. You don't worry about anybody else. Just worry about Tiki, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, like recently and everything, you've been changing quite a bit. You've evolved, honey, in such amazing ways. You're totally incredible, okay? I'm getting the word forgiveness around you. You've got to forgive yourself and others. And, you know, let go of whatever it is that you're holding on to, because the past, in fact, is the past. There's nothing we can do to change it. And when you hold on to the pain, it does not change, you know, the actions taken, the words spoken. It just makes you heavier, okay? So I feel like there's a burden on your shoulders. Just forgive yourself and others. Let that burden go. Give it to the angels. The angels will bring it to God, and God will have a solution, okay? And when we say we forgive someone, it doesn't mean that, you know, what they did was right. It means that we're not going to carry it with us a minute longer, okay? And just know that everyone was doing the best they could with what they knew and felt at that time, okay? As well as you. Tiki, you are forgiven, okay? Take back your power and move forward with love and grace in your heart, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting... Just have faith, Tiki, because you are so divinely guided, you don't even realize, hon, okay? Trust right now that you're exactly where you need to be, but believe. Because, Tiki, you put your intentions out to the universe, okay? Now just sit back and let it happen, okay? Even, I know, you can't see into the future right at this moment, but just have faith because your path is illuminated. You're going to go forward, okay? It's going to be beautiful. Okay, so faith is going to be the foundation for you to start manifesting, okay? And, you know, we know that everything was created because, you know, someone believed that it was possible, all right? So trust, okay, have trust, and your journey is going to be beautiful, okay? And just, you know, every day get excited and say, oh, my gosh, it's happening, you know, my dreams are coming true. Okay, hon, and that's what I have for you. I hope that, you know, helped a little bit.
Okay, it does tremendously. I love you all. Thank you very much.
Oh,
okay,
you're
very welcome.
Honey, and please.
Angel Antics.
Yes.
Okay.
God bless you.
Okay. Bless you too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, ladies, we ready to move on here? We've got a party train coming.
Yep.
We're gonna hit with another. We're gonna hit up another call. Yep. Woohoo. Okay, if the computer would do a woohoo, we'd be in good shape here. Okay, area code 216, you're live with Angel Antics. This is DC,
Hi.
Eileen, and Sue. Hi.
Hi, DC.
Can we have your name?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Welcome
oh my
back
goodness.
To Angel Antics.
Thank you. I haven't called in a couple of months. Do call. No. Hi.
Hi. Well, do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. DC, you know, I am trying to change careers. Do you see me getting an offer soon? I have an interview. It's my second interview Wednesday. Oh, gosh, it's like my dream job. But if I don't get that, what do you see for me with my career, getting an offer? How's that?
Well, I'm seeing that there actually might be a better choice.
Okay.
But don't run away from an offer if it does come. It may be that better offer actually might come with that offer. Do you know what I'm saying? Like what you applied for?
They had two other positions open there. Yes, I know. I applied for the one of them, but then two other ones came up. Yeah, I get it. But go on.
Okay. And so that's what I'm saying is there might be a better choice that they may make to you rather than the first one. But with that said, I really do see a lot of success coming your way. It's going to take a lot of self-discipline. You do need to celebrate your accomplishments. Because each one will bring you into its own spotlight. And know that is where you're meant to be, is in that spotlight. You're supposed to shine. If not, how are they going to realize that they really, truly did bring on that right person into that position? You really are going to have to carry yourself as if you are the emperor or the empress of this situation. Use logic. Use structure.
and confident.
Get really organized.
Okay.
Those things will be what increases your success. You will actually become a very firm person in this position, and you will actually end up being a very compassionate leader. Even if you're not given the title of leadership or so on and so forth, you will shine as if you really are a leader in yourself. But have a lot of persistence. You know, don't get shut down easy. Know that if somebody else says something to you or is offended, that's always more about them than it is you, as long as you know you're doing what's right. You know, just be pure in your intentions, pure in your thoughts. You know, don't try to bulldoze over anyone else. But also, with all that said, you're going to get very, very busy. You need to take some time, and I'm hearing you actually need to take some time to do some yoga. Now, yoga can be done in many different forms. Sometimes yoga is just doing breathing exercises. Sometimes, you know, like laughter qigong is about bringing in that energy of laughter. I did a yoga meditation one time that was all about relaxation, and we didn't do any positions. We got all set up, and we laid down and relaxed as the leader spoke through a meditation for us. So that's what I have
I'm
for you.
I'm a runner. Running is
yoga
for me. I'm a runner. Yeah. Oh, that is like such a stress reliever. But I know what you're saying. Yoga is phenomenal, too. I know. That's great advice. It really is.
But it's basically about aligning yourself with what it is you do. And as you well know, once you get into that running mode and you get very cyclic within that running, you get your level to that runner's high, and that's amazing. But don't forget, this new thing coming up for you is really all about answering your call. It is the right position for you. So if it's offered, I believe you need to say yes. And that's what I have for you today. You're welcome.
You.
Sue, what do you have for Sharon?
Thank you, Sue.
Hi, Sharon. I am getting that it's time to spread your wings and fly. You're going to have
it's due time.
much prosperity coming your way.
Okay.
And the only place for you to go is up. So if this position is offered and it's what you really want, yes, jump on it. And like Eileen was saying, you're going to go on to something else. You're going to advance. It's not going to be just one area. You're going to soar. So don't be closed off to any other ideas that once you get the position.
Okay.
So just stay open-minded and set your intentions real clear on where you want to go, and you are going just going to fly. Everything's going to be coming your way.
I know it is. I really feel it. This I really do. Thank you so much.
Yep. Take more time for you also. Like Eileen was saying, time for you.
I know.
You might be a runner, but I think you need to relax more. We're running and stressful, and you release a lot of the stress that way. Something more relaxing, walking or more meditating, something along that line that slows down.
I know. I know what you're saying, believe me.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I was picking up for you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Eileen and Sue were right on point with everything. I agree with everything they said, Sharon. And I was picking up what Eileen was picking up. I'm getting, you know, like something better might be coming in regard to jobs than the first job that you were talking about.
Okay.
Okay? You're in a very, very fortunate cycle, and there's, like, wealth coming your way. Excuse me. So there's new horizons that are just waiting for you to discover them, honey, okay? Start taking those steps in the direction of your dreams. When you do, you're going to have freedom. You're not going to have the limitations and the boundaries that you have presently, okay?
Okay.
And a lot of those limitations and stuff are self-imposed. So being that you created them, you could, you know, you can uncreate them too.
You can
get rid of them, okay? And I'm getting there's going to be so many adventures waiting for you. I mean, this is going to be such a magnificent time of your life, okay? So please just get yourself in that zone and really like resonate with how much power you have right now. And oh my goodness, like I just feel such energy. And you're going to have deep fulfillment in regard to work, Sharon, okay? You're going to find something soon that's going to be better than you could even have dreamed yourself. That's how good it's going to be.
Okay, so, yeah, it's
just
due time.
Your, you know, gut, yes,
okay.
Listen to your gut. It can't go wrong. That's going to lead you in the right direction, okay? And I'm getting my dog, Ginger. She's coming in from the other side. She's saying, hello, hello. Sharon, can you hear me? Hi, Sharon. Sharon, can you hear me now?
It's so cute.
She's saying, just know that. She's looking and she's saying the angels are, you know, they're guiding you and you're walking on the right path. And it's going to be much more than you could have ever dreamed, okay? And she's saying the winds are blowing hard. So she's blowing your hair and she's blowing into your ears. My hair is going all over the place, okay? She's saying you are very close, you know? So you just got to go a little
right
bit
there.
Further. You're going to be where you need to be. Okay, it's just a little bit further is what I'm getting. And I'm getting a letter D, so I don't know if it's a first name or a last name, but it may be in regard to the work, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So just keep that. It might be like a first name or it could be a last name, okay? And just hold on to that. But Ginger's saying, you know, you are magnificent. Start, you know, resonating with that beautiful energy. And allow yourself to, you know, to have your dreams come true. You truly deserve it. And if you need courage, she said she'll be there with you. And that's what I have.
Thank you, DJ. Thank you, DC. I love it. Thank you, all three of you, all of you. And DC, I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you, all three of you.
God bless
you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Can I ask? Sharon.
Yes,
Sharon.
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
With that letter D, would that happen to be the name of the company you've applied to?
It's not, but there's one of the interviews. There's four people I'm interviewing with, and it's 4 hours long, and one of the initials is D.
Yeah, because usually it is people. I mean, I've had like instances where it was a business or something, but usually it's people. You know, so just hold on to that.
Thank you.
All right. I mean, that's just a little heads up, but we've all given you, I think, like great advice and everything, Sharon. And you're just going to have to, like, listen to your gut too. Okay.
Thank you, all three of you. You were great, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Oh, I don't know what it is, Eileen, but the three of us, our energy is so synergized. It's amazing.
Well, that's wonderful because it's just, it gives confirmation that, you know, the angels are coming through, and that is the exact message that the angels want, that their angels want that person to hear. And by you know, we each give it to them, but we say it in a different manner. And, you know, sometimes it's easier to understand one person the way they phrase it than another. And I believe that's why we often get the same message, but we do deliver it a little differently. So it's just in the understanding.
It truly is. Okay, so are you ready for Kyle here?
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Hello, 805, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Simon.
Okay, I couldn't hear your name, hon.
Simon.
Hi, Simon. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi. Good, how are you doing?
Oh, this is a special person. This is Simon, everybody.
Hi, Simon.
We're doing
classic.
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Great.
Awesome.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
I guess really just messages from the angels.
All right.
Awesome.
Let's see what they have to tell you. All right. Wow. The first thing I have for you is it's that you're really a strong and powerful person. But you need to get yourself a little bit more organized in order for other people to really recognize and respect you in that manner. Other people are not seeing you as powerful as you really are, due to a little bit of lack of organization. Sometimes you don't have all your papers, and you're like, oh, excuse me, let me go run and get that. And just a little tiny bit more organization will really just wash that, wipe that right out of your life and really let you shine. Some of the ways of dealing with that is really to use your own logic, set up the type of structure that you really want to work with, and that's really going to increase the success in that area. Because you really are a very firm leader, you're very compassionate, you know how to work well with others, and you really shine in that way. You might even want to ask help from others for those a little bit more organizational skill. Just because if it's all work and no play, and you're being weighed down by too many responsibilities, if that's not your best trend, is to get the organization going. You know, maybe you just need to work on the creative part and have someone else do the organizing. It doesn't mean you have to do it yourself. It just means when you present, that organization needs to be in place. With that said, though, you really should reward yourself with so much of the hard work that you've been doing. I know it's been bringing you to a very positive, happy place about yourself. And but you do need to not always work so hard at it. And like I said, by hiring someone else to do some of that organizational work, or just, you know, assigning it to someone else, maybe you don't need to hire someone, but reassign it to someone else, that's actually going to bring you to greater places of success. And it's really going to allow you to cherish some of that time that now you'll be able to spend with yourself and honoring yourself in what you do. Remember to stay really, really focused and be really persistent in what it is that you know, the end goal is. I really see it shining in gold. I see it really in your third eye, just really that knowing of what needs to be done and being able to do it and intuitively making it happen. There is a little bit of health issues that need healing. I'm not sure if those are emotional issues or whether they're physical issues. You know, they could just be issues about yourself. And, like, not feeling like I'm hearing not enough. But you really are enough. We were born enough. We were born in the likeness of God. And everything he gave us, everything he is and everything he gave us is the same as what he is. So honor yourself in that fashion and realize that you were given everything when you walked into this world. And you really are enough. For us humans, though, our ego gets in the way and we tell ourselves we're not enough. Well, we always were, and that we need different tools, and we really don't. If we just work with the tools we were given, they really are able to bring you really far forward, because your tools that you were gifted on birth are like no one else's. They are finite to you and you alone, and know that with that finite self, that you are the only one that can do certain things in certain ways, in certain matters, to produce certain results. And that is the message I have to tell you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
It does.
Good. Good. I thought it would. I just knew it. Well, I didn't think it would. I don't think about it. I just give it as it comes. So, my heart knew that would. So with that said, Sue, do you have a reading for Simon?
Yes, I do. Hi, Simon. This is Sue.
Hi.
The first thing that came, it just popped up so big and loud, was love. Are you looking for a new relationship right now? Or starting?
In all honesty, not particularly, but no.
No? Love just came up so clear. So maybe it's love for yourself that you need to, I think that's what it is, love for yourself. You need to be kinder to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Be more forgiving. and just open up. Talk to the angels whenever there's anything going on. If you have any doubts, any questions, bring the angels in to help them guide you, help them give you strength. Because I feel like you're a very loving, compassionate man, but you don't show it as much as you should. You don't express yourself the way you should. So open up a little bit more and maybe keep a journal. When things are getting really confusing in your life, start writing down what's going on and refer back to the journal with all your thoughts, anything that might be going on, just a little daily log on what's going on, and really open up honestly, truthfully, completely in the journal, and then go back and look and just really be kinder to yourself. Really open up and just, and that's what I'm getting. You have to be nicer to yourself. You have to show yourself more love and bring the angels in to help guide you in your decisions and being stronger and more expressive.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
It does.
Okay. And that's what I'm getting for you, Simon. I hope it helps.
It will. I very much appreciate it.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Sue.
It was beautiful. You guys are right on point again. Like I said, we have such a synergy going on. It's amazing. I'm getting help as well, and there's something out of balance in your life, Simon, and you've been stressed, okay? So you've got to be careful with that. Okay, and just make sure that you're not putting all your energy into one area of your life, because if you do, of course, the other areas are, you know, they're not going to be unbalanced, you know. So are you taking care of yourself? Are you, you know, sleeping well, eating well, getting exercise, you know, feeding your spiritual body as well, you know? Make sure you try to do a little bit of everything, and then you're going to see that it's going to get better. Okay, and I'm getting the word acceptance around you. Simon, just, you've got to accept yourself the way you are, you know, right now, the way life is, before you can just go forward, and then you're going to heal. And I'm getting you try to help others like so much, and you forget yourself, hon, okay? So make time to nurture Simon. If you don't take care of you, you're not going to be any good for anyone else, okay? Around your career, I'm getting there's something new coming to you. It's going to be positive, and it's going to be something that really ignites your passion, Simon. So get ready for that good news that's on the horizon. Have you applied to anything?
I haven't, no.
Okay, well, there's something coming, and make sure that you're connecting with your joy, okay? Whatever it is that makes you happy, if it's, you know, getting out and running, or just, you know, getting out with friends, doing something that, you know, creatively makes you happy, whatever it is in your spare time, please, you know, do that, and it's going to help you to connect with that new adventure that's coming your way. Okay? Focus on what you desire and expect something amazing to happen, Simon. This is a time of your life that you're going to see that miracles are coming about, okay? So please, you know, be open, you know, to all the miracles that are coming your way. Open your arms wide to receiving. I'm getting as well, there's a spiritual gateway that has opened for you, and now you're going to find that your manifestation power is really so much more than it was. It's really heightened. So use this time now very carefully. Watch what you say. Watch what you feel. Focus on your desires. And if you're a little bit, you know, unsure, please pray for divine guidance, okay? Because this is it's a very, very special time for you. And I'm feeling you might need a little bit of strength. So we do have the angel of strength coming forward, helping you to create the life that you truly desire, okay? And the angel of strength is going to bring about the resources that you need, help you to focus, and to resolve anything that you have to do that is necessary to really make your dreams become a reality. Does that resonate with you, Simon?
It does.
Okay. You are going through, I don't know if you realize it, but you're going through this magnificent time of transformation, hon. So you've got to you know, whatever the old stuff that you had, get rid of it. Toss it to the curb, Ginger is saying, okay? Simon, the old story that you have, throw that one in the trash can and start writing your new story, okay? Something that's going to be filled with all the magic that's coming your way, all the new opportunities, all the happiness, okay? What I see you as, you're sort of like the phoenix and you're rising now from the ashes, okay, to this beautiful new beginning, Simon. Okay, so just focus now only on what you want, not what you don't want, okay? Do some breathing exercises, you know, as you were told, like the ladies were talking about breathing. That's a meditation in itself, okay? And, you know, you're talking to us, and we're now on the Embers Network, okay, the Sacred Embers Network. Simon, you have this little flame that is just growing in such intensity as we're connecting, okay? Let that ignite the passion in your heart, Simon, okay?
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm getting for you. You're a little quiet. I'm hoping that's making sense to you.
It is.
Okay, and you, of course, Simon has a very special earth angel that really, you know, looks out for his best interest, so he has a divine connection there as well. But thank you for calling us this evening, Simon, and have a very blessed evening. Mom and your sister, our love, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. Thank you all.
Thank you all for calling. God bless, Simon.
God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Oh, goodness. The energy is just, you know, our Sacred Embers Network, the energy, like it's just, we don't have little embers now, guys. We have flames. We have these big, beautiful flames. Oh, my
Absolutely.
Goodness.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So now I'm going to take another call here, if my computer will allow. Okay, there we go. 608, it's really great to connect with you on Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Shasta.
Hi, Shasta.
Shasta, hi.
Hi.
Beautiful name. Beautiful. Whoa, okay.
Thank you.
You
I'm excited to talk to you guys. Yeah, I've recently been going through a lot of loss, like family-wise, and I guess just like a message from my angels and some sort of, you know, message.
Yes, I do know. I actually know someone named Shasta, who's actually going through a lot right now herself, including loss of family. And so as you called, I actually started resonating with that. And maybe it's just that time in your life that those things are happening. But let's see what your angels let's see what your angels want you to know and what messages they have to give you tonight, all right?
All right, thank you.
Of course. I see that you have a need to stay grounded right now. It's like your feet are just not touching the ground. And although you have been through quite a bit of turmoil, I actually see someone new coming into your life, but you will be swept off your feet, but not in a good way unless you stay grounded. Because you've been going through such an emotional experience lately that, you know, that you need to stay grounded or it's going to take off with you and you're going to get really, really confused and then you're going to question whether this is the right relationship or the right thing. And with that said, you just really trust that there really has been a reason that for everything that has happened to you.
Okay.
So remove yourself from those negative emotions, especially if others are placing them on you, like guilt trips and things like that. The shoulda, coulda, woulda that everybody wants to mention to you are not
exactly.
The shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah, they're not the shoulda, coulda, woulda that you would have done or you would have done them. Your shoulda, coulda, woulda are your own. So, just, let that flow like water off of a duck. And just remove yourself from anybody saying negative things. Right now,
okay.
Lately you've been kind of focusing on what's been worrying you and kind of what's been frightening you in your life. And you've got to step away from that because it is not serving your best interest. It is not giving you any strength. And in order to gain that strength and inner guidance back, you need to overcome those challenges. And part of this is what I'm hearing is you need to be kind to yourself and you need to forgive yourself. And some of the things you need to forgive yourself for are the way your thoughts. You know, like I said, those shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if they were meant to be, they would. So one of the mantras that I've used personally for myself is, I forgive me for thinking those things that make me feel this way. And you just submit into that sentence, you know, I forgive myself for thinking blank.
Okay.
And making me feel like blank, and just submit what it means. And every time you say it, change the sentence up to fulfill all the things that you've been rolling around through in your monkey mind. The shoulda, coulda, woulda, or the that somebody else has put on you. That it really is time to embrace you, and really how wonderful you really are. Have the strength to do that. Because you are really totally wonderful. This is going to bring you some really good health and healing within your own life. You need to start saying yes to yourself. Yes to the things that are going to make you feel happy and healthy. One of the other things is that I'm hearing is, I don't know if you work with them or if it's something that you've thought of doing, but you need to work with crystals a little bit. And what I'm seeing for you is really just a basic quartz crystal. So one that is as pure as you can find. And just carry it around in your pocket. You know, in your pocket. My pocket is my bra. And I often carry crystals there because they're closest to my heart.
Allow
those crystals to give you that alignment and that vibration of purity, which the quartz crystal does give you purity. It aligns you with your own thoughts. It eliminates all that is not serving you. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you.
That absolutely does. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Angel blessings.
Amazing.
Now, we've got Sue and DC to follow. Here's some more readings for you.
Hi, Shasta. This is Sue.
Hi.
The first message I got was a big hello from heaven from your loved ones.
Aw.
And
thank
they're
you.
Saying they are fine. They are living in bliss right now. And it's okay to grieve the loss of them. Don't dwell there. And as long as you keep dwelling there, it's really going to affect your health.
Okay.
So go ahead and grieve, but while you're grieving, just try to remember how much better off they are than we are.
Yeah, I know.
It's, heaven is just such a glorious place where everything is perfect while we're stuck here on Earth, which is not such a nice place a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's not so fun sometimes.
Yeah. Take advantage of the energy that the universe has to offer.
Okay.
If you absorb the energy from the moon or the sun, storms, whatever elements speak the loudest to you, take advantage of that energy and use it to rebuild your strength and your positive thoughts so that you're leading in the right direction where you need to go so it's not affecting you physically.
Okay.
And you might even need to step up into a little bit of a leadership role and be stronger for others around you to help them through the grieving process also.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I'm trying.
Just be strong and just keep calling on the angels, the elements, God, whoever it is that you talk to.
Okay.
Focus on yourself. And
okay.
don't keep dwelling there, because I can see that it's really going to affect you physically.
Yeah.
If you keep hanging on to it. And grief is one of the hardest things to go through. I lost my husband 2 years ago suddenly, and it really took on me. Thank you. But you go through so many processes, and don't push anything aside. If you're mad at them for leaving, be mad. You're entitled to that.
Yeah.
If you want to cuss them out, cuss them out.
If you're
sad, be sad. And at the times when you want to laugh about all the good times that you have, laugh. Whatever you're feeling, accept it, feel it, and then let it go.
Okay.
But really,
I mean, I'm just getting that way. You know, I lost my brother, and I'm just getting to the point where, you know, I could, like, laugh about things. And then I lost a baby, and then I just lost my dad in February and my mom last week. So it's...
Oh, good Lord.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
And
just
it
a
does.
Lot. So I appreciate these messages. They mean a lot to me.
Yeah, just, and they're always around you. You can talk to them anytime, and talk to them before you go to sleep at night, and they will come to you in your dreams also. And watch for signs. They can leave signs, feathers, butterflies, smells, coins, anything like that that you wouldn't normally, if you're walking through the living room and find a penny on the floor. That's
okay.
That they're there with you, lights flickering, just any subtle little sign that's out of the norm, it's there.
Okay, I will.
They're there, and they're giving you strength. So just draw on every ounce of their energy and the universal energy to help you through this horrible time right now.
I will definitely do that.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry for all your loss, but I hope this really helps you.
It does, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And please call back and let us know how you're doing.
I will. This is my first time trying to call, so I'm pretty excited that I got to talk to you guys.
Right.
Okay, great.
Well, we're glad we're here for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's what I have, right. Sharon.
And, Chef,
all right.
This is me. Don't hang up yet. I have a little bit more, honey, okay? Hi, sweetheart.
Okay.
I'm getting, I was getting a woman coming in from the other side. Do you have some of your mom's jewelry that you wear?
Yes.
Because I'm seeing, like, it's not one piece, it's multiple pieces. Did you have, like, a memorial for her? Because I'm getting, she's, like, saying thank you for all that you've done for her. You know, thank you so, so very much.
Yeah, we, for my mother, we haven't had anything yet, but I've been talking with my sister a lot, helping her get through everything that, you know.
Now, who's the one that had, like, the pets? Who's the pet lover? Was it your mom or your brother? Because I'm seeing, like, pets. I see animals.
Oh, my brother.
Okay.
Both of them. They really love pets.
Okay.
Dogs.
Okay, I'm being shown like water. I don't know if one of them enjoyed like the water like in the summertime, maybe fishing or, you know, just doing outdoor things near water, because I was seeing beautiful water.
Yes,
is what I being
do.
Shown. Okay, did your brother have some kind of like a bad accident? That he was taken to.
He was taken to the hospital, and his death was ruled accidental. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just seeing, I do see like a hospital sign and stuff. Did he have any surgery or anything trying to save him?
No. They pronounced him dead there.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Like I said, I too am sorry for your loss, but your loved ones are all around you, and they want you to know, as Sue said, and they're still there. They don't have the physical vessel that we have that weighs us down, and they're not in any pain. They're happy, and they're there for you. You can always connect with them, and they want you to continue and live life. You're their legacy, okay?
Okay.
Please know that you're safe, you know, and just live every day to the fullest, okay? They want you to be happy again. You're going to find this new normal is what I'm hearing, okay? They're going to walk with you. They're going to offer you the support and the strength that you need. And they're saying, you know, don't be silly. You're thinking we're not with you. We're here. Don't be afraid to talk to us. And the cool thing is your brother is saying, now I don't have a clock where I am. You can call you can call me up anytime. If you want to talk at 3 in the morning, listen in, you know. We're here, you know.
Yeah.
They're happy to help you in any way they can help you, hon, okay? You're never alone. You feel so alone, especially I think at nighttime it really hits you, you know.
Getting
Maybe one of the days of the weekend, maybe you guys got together or something, and it hits you again too, you know. But they're saying, we're here. We're always here for you. You're safe. Please don't think that you're not safe. Because I'm sort of getting, they want you to connect with your friends and everything and stuff. Like, really, you know, let go of all this, you know, thinking that, you know, like you're, you know, you don't have them, so you're not living your life the way you should. You've got to keep living your life, okay? Did your mom like tulips? Because I don't know why they're showing me tulips. Does your mom like tulips?
Yes.
But they were just showing me. Okay, so I'm getting tulips, okay? And I'm just seeing they're just like, they're sending you like these hugs and kisses from heaven. But heaven actually is not up above in the sky. It's right next to us, hon, okay?
Okay.
And brother is talking about something like you wish that you did something like differently. Like you have so many mixed emotions going on as well, you know?
Yeah.
But something happened. You're changing, like you've changed and you have a different attitude in some respect is what your brother is saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And just, you know what, your brother is saying you don't realize how important you are to our family. You are our legacy, okay? So what is it? You've got to go back and you've got to revisit, like, as much as you can, you know, your family before you, because there's something, like, important there that is going to give you some kind of information, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Were you having problems with your teeth, hon?
Yes.
Okay, because, that's my teeth are, like, bothering me right now. That's what your brother is showing me. He's funny. Okay.
He is. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He was my best friend my entire life. We were a year apart.
Wow. Honey, he's still with you. He is still with you, and he still can be your best friend. Okay. And my dog, Ginger, she transitioned last July, and she's breaking out like she's breaking out party hats, and she's just, you know, I don't know if he likes special drink or whatever, and she's just like, she's making like a celebration, so get ready to celebrate is what I'm getting from her. I don't know if there's something, you know, coming up, any kind of day that's special possibly, but she's showing me like a celebration. So just know, please, that they are with you, and they're never going to leave you, okay? I'm getting finances are going to improve for you if you've been worrying about your finances, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And just make sure, you know, your mom and your brother are saying, please make sure that you really take care of yourself, okay? That you're eating and you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're getting exercise. You're taking out time for you.
Yeah,
and just
true.
Having fun.
That's so true. Yeah.
Okay.
This has been amazing. I mean, just made my heart so happy.
Has there
been
any conflict?
Thank you all.
So I just have one more question. Has there been conflict at all? Because I'm getting there might have been some maybe difficulty, not actually, or conflict with some members of your family. Because your brother's saying, there's something wrong with somebody. Okay, Shasta, it's going to get better, honey, okay?
Oh, thank goodness.
So just be open to what you could do to really help the relationship, okay? If you put in a little bit of effort, you're going to see it really pay off, hon, okay?
Okay,
but just,
I will.
Could always connect All you have to do is just start talking to him, okay?
Okay.
So in your mind, he's asking, before we leave, surround that person with all the love that you can, you know, and allow the angels to come in as well. And I'm getting, you're going to find peace, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I have for you. God bless you, hon. You're in our hearts.
Thank you so, so much, all of you. It's been amazing. Absolutely. I appreciate it.
All
right.
Thanks.
Can I add something,
call us,
please?
Honey, bye.
Bye-bye.
Angel blessings.
Okay, we're trying to connect with the other people here. Hello, 805. You're live with Angel Ant. Can we have your name? 805 area code. Are you with us?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Teresa.
Hello,
hi, Teresa.
Hi.
I know DC. Simon is my son. You guys spoke to him?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
And what was your name?
So, Teresa, this is Teresa, Simon's mother, the gentleman that we spoke to earlier.
Yeah.
This is his beautiful mother, Teresa.
Oh, I recognize the area code. I thought, oh, another from the 805.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a question for us tonight, Teresa?
Pardon?
Do you have a question for us tonight, or would you just like a general reading?
I just want to know. Gosh, I need to get started. I'm having trouble just getting started with my new life. I just feel like I'm on the verge, and I just need to do it. You know, and I know my mom is with me. I wish I could see her and talk to her, but I still talk to her anyway. I get signs, you know, all the time. So I just want to know.
Yeah.
Gosh, whatever you guys want to tell me, just go for it.
Well, I will tell you one thing. If you are seeing signs, she is talking back.
Excellent.
So have no doubt that she is communicating with you. I'm also getting that she... that you're very unified with her still, even though, you know, she has moved on, you're still there's very much a spiritually minded community between you and her. And so that is why you are seeing signs. She is going to ask you to do the right thing for the right reason. Not necessarily choosing all the traditional ways of doing things, maybe looking for some new approaches and see what really works for you better than how things have been going. That will help move yourself forward. Like you said, you've been trying, but things haven't moved forward. So, like I said, you keep continually doing traditional comparisons when you really need to find new approaches to do these things. And that may even mean getting advice from someone that's a professional and maybe somebody that's a little bit more objective. Because, you know, this someone that's unemotional when it comes to your own relationships that they do get a different outside perspective rather than the finite one in which you've been looking at more things in that traditional manner. But really look at a few hope and optimism, because the power and the faith for you to move mountains is really all in your hands. The happy changes that you've been bringing to yourself lately is really going to bring some relief to the challenging times that you've had in your past. So know that you really are doing the right thing. But with that said, you need to choose peace a little bit more rather than maybe confrontation or questioning. Or any of those things. Just sometimes you just choose peace. You don't always have to be wrong, and you don't always have to be right. Sometimes you just choose peace. And so that's one of the main things. So with that said, you really, even though you've been seeing, you've been seeing these situations that you have on your mind. You've actually been seeing them very accurately, but that
uh-huh.
doesn't mean you have to contest everything. It just
okay.
means that that information has come to you, and so you just take it and you fold it up, that little piece of paper up, and you put it in your pocket and you save it for later. Like I said, it's about choosing peace for right now. I'm also
okay.
feeling like, have you been drinking enough water lately? I am so parched talking to you.
Okay.
It's actually, DC is the one who usually picked up on this, but I'm getting it something terrible today.
Okay.
Have you been drinking enough water?
No.
Well, drink more water.
Yeah.
Drink several. I'm hearing several glasses every day. You know, start trying to drink at least 4 a day and move on to that 8 per day if you can. It's the best thing for you. And that's the messages I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you.
It does. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. All right, Sue, what do you have for her?
Hi, Teresa. This is Sue.
Hey. Hi, Sue.
I am getting that even though you're ready to start your new life, you're hanging on to way too much baggage from your old life.
Okay, I'm listening.
And it's weighing you down.
I think that's why I'm asking you that question, because I do feel that way. So I'm trying to figure out how to stop it. How do I stop hanging on to the old crap? How do I do that?
I can tell you. It goes back to what I told one of the last couple of callers, and that is to forgive yourself for the way you think.
Okay.
I forgive myself for, okay, so say it's about a man. We'll say it's about an old boyfriend. Okay, so here's your example. I forgive myself for still loving him every time I think of him.
Okay.
Because face it, we give them up because they're not good, they're not serving our lives, they're coming from a different perspective. But that doesn't mean we stopped loving them. It just means they're not right for us in this lifetime. You may still love them with such deep compassion. So that's when you use that mantra. I forgive myself for feeling this way every time I think of him. I forgive myself for being angry with him every time I feel this way. Or whatever the subject is that's bothering you, forgive yourself. It's not about forgiving them. It's not their life. This is your life. It's about you forgiving yourself for your own feelings. And then in that mantra, say, I release them from my energy space, because I have a greater life to serve and my purpose.
Right. Okay.
That actually helps allow you to release that energy and get rid of it.
Okay.
All
I'll
right.
Do it.
Sue, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but
thank you, God.
I think, too, Teresa, the things that you're holding on to,
mm-hmm.
write them down.
Okay.
That is bothering you, any negative thought, write it in a letter form or just a list.
Mm-hmm.
And after you get everything written down, either take it outside and burn it,
mm-hmm.
or tear it up into 1,000 little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And as you watch it burn or as you're tearing it up, let it go.
Okay.
That's the end of it. I'm not going to dwell on this anymore. I've got it all out in the open. Give it to the universe. Let them deal with it. They're much better equipped than we are.
Mm-hmm.
So make a list. Write it all down. Write it in a letter form if it's to a specific individual. I had a very intelligent lady tell me just a few nights ago,
mm-hmm.
write a letter to somebody who had hurt me deeply through my whole life. Release all those feelings after they're written out.
Mm-hmm.
You might not agree with how they did things, but once you write it down, let it go and move on. And if the feelings start creeping back in again, do a breathing exercise.
breathe in real deep through your nose and just breathe in all positive energy and breathe out all the negative energy through your mouth.
Okay.
Every time when it starts building back up, just stop and take 3 deep breaths and release it.
Okay.
And to move on with your new life, you need to get out of your comfort zone. You do the same thing over and over and over.
You're right. You're so right.
Get out and meet new people. They don't really have book clubs anymore, but painting parties or bowling, anything, any kind of a group that you can get involved with, which is outside of your comfort zone, but force yourself to go and meet these new people, and you're going to make so many new friends, which is going to lead to your new life, because it's going to pull you away from all that negative energy and bring you in positive energy. And do not keep someone in your life that is weighing you down. It does not matter if they're a blood relative or not. If they're not good for your soul, they're not good.
Okay.
Love them and let them go.
Okay. I hear you.
You have to be number one. Put yourself first. That's not being selfish. That's being wise.
Okay.
But just write it down. And just the easiest words in the world are let it go. The hardest thing in the world is to actually let it go. It takes a lot of
work. Right. Because I'm struggling with it every day. I think I'm on the track, and then it's that feeling I have. So obviously, I'm just trying to get out. It just feels like I just feel so trapped. Even though I keep trying, I just don't feel like I'm moving forward. It's like I'm pounding on the glass, and I see it on the other side.
But you can't have to break that glass. Whatever it takes to break that glass to get to the other side, you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of baggage from the past, because as long as you're carrying an anchor, you're not going to be able to swim.
Yeah, that's for sure. I had no idea. I guess that's what I'm doing.
Okay. But that's what I have for you, Teresa. I hope it helps.
It does help. Yes.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Teresa, this is DC. I just have a little bit more to add. We have we have Archangel Shamshael coming forward and asking you to begin again, saying, Teresa, my beloved child, there is before you. Begin again with each breath, each footstep you take, one in front of the other. Begin again with each thought, choosing to think differently now. Begin again with fresh eyes, seeing yourself and others with compassion. Teresa, just start dusting your dreams and begin again. So I'm getting the word forgiveness. Forgive yourself and others,
Yes.
And this is going to be such a big release for you. And it doesn't mean that you agree with what anybody did, but you're going to give it to the angels and saying, I'm not carrying this anymore. It's getting too heavy. It's okay. And when you do, you're going to see that you're going to take back that personal power, Teresa, okay? So just hang in there. Don't give up, okay? Use your strength. You've been through so much. Now is the time to just go forward in your life. What I'm feeling, part of this that happened, it was a karmic situation, and now you're resolving it, okay? You got through this, you're healing, and the issues are, they are healing as well from the past. This month especially, be careful, because I'm getting frustration around you. It is going to affect you both physically and mentally, so you've got to be really careful, okay?
Okay.
So watch that. Your mom has been coming in and sending you, love and everything. Have you been seeing butterflies when you've been walking?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because I'm getting lots of butterflies, and, of course, you're an animal lover, and, animals give unconditional love. So, really just connect with your animals, because they're the most beautiful thing when you really want some love. They just want to get as much as you can, hold on to. Okay?
Yes.
And,
your
mom is saying, honey, what about you? Like, you do so much for everybody else all the time.
I know.
When are you going to take a little time talk about Teresa and, you know, what she wants and to really have a little bit of fun. Have you had your nails done lately or maybe, like, had, like, a spa treatment or something?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because I'm getting, she's showing me nails and they look like they would look so pretty, but, you know, just go and have, like, your nails done and things, okay? And just know that she's with you. She leave you. She's right next to you whenever you think of her. She said, honey, I'm here right now with you, okay? I'm getting that you, like, I'm getting certain smells. Like, you smell things and you know who's around you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's showing me. Is she a really spiritual woman? Because I feel like she was really, really spiritual.
A spiritual woman around me. Gosh.
Well, is your mom... I'm getting, like, spiritual. I'm getting something spiritual. Unless maybe she's saying that you're spiritual, but I'm getting spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but she's saying, she's saying, think, what is it that you love to do? You are so talented. There's so many things that you're not even thinking about, and once you start doing something you love, these talents are going to come forward, Therese, okay?
Right. I just have to write down what I like to do and just pick one.
Right. She's, at times, you know, like I remember you, she's saying, you know, as you were growing up, and you feel like we've maybe expected a little bit too much of you, you know, but she's saying, you know, you're a woman now and you get to choose and don't hold on to the past in that regard. Okay. But what is it that happened in the last couple months? She's saying the last couple months.
Okay.
And what is it? Because you're so much like I see, like walking back and forth. It's sort of like you're more fidgety or something over the last couple months.
Well, that's
okay.
It does. Yeah.
I have a grandfather coming in. Did he possibly die of cancer or something? Because I feel like it was like a painful illness. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's standing in the background. He's just like smiling at you. Okay.
Grandfather?
I know. It looks like a grandfather. Do you eat, like, spicy foods? Because I can't eat spicy foods. They bother me. But I'm like, tasting weird things. So it's sort of, like, spicy or something.
Well, not too spicy. But, I'm not afraid of anything, really. I mean, I love to eat. That's one of my problems. I love food. I use that as therapy. Sometimes I'll just bake and give it away because I feel better.
Right. You know what I'm seeing? Water. Do you have a connection with water? Do you like to be around water? Because water will help you, like I said, to really connect, you know, and help yourself with all the questions that you're having, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I love the ocean early in the morning.
Okay,
or late at
yeah.
night.
So maybe take the time and connect, like, where there is water. And I'm getting the letter F around you, so I don't know if that's someone that may be coming into your life that'll help you. Mm-hmm. It could be a first or a last name, okay?
Mm-hmm. F is in frame?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, now you're talking about
Teresa,
a grandfather.
Saying, okay, your mom is saying, you know, hon, the worst of it is over, okay? It's time to move on. Finally let go of this, you know?
I think, well,
and she's
okay.
sort of like hanging, yes. like hanging up already. She's hanging up like a coat, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying it's time to move on.
I've been so afraid because the person that I was married to, it was almost, we were together for 34, 35 years, and he was extremely controlling. So I'm trying to get over that I can make those decisions, that I am capable of doing these things. And so he's still trying to do that. He's supposed to pay me now once a month for the rest of my life, and I'm you know, I hate to admit it, I am dependent on it because I am on the in between, and I have the fear that he's going to give me hell and not do what he's supposed to do, and I have fear.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get past that, you know, because I'm not in control of that part of my life. I'd like to use what
but you know what,
Jesus,
but I want to say to you, like, the angels are saying, don't limit yourself in ways that abundance can come to you in a prosperity, okay?
Open your
arms every day and say, you know, I'm open to receiving my share of unlimited abundance. And then tell the universe, thank you. you know, because I'm getting money is going to come to you in different ways, not just from him, okay? Don't let that get you too crazy.
Okay.
It is coming to you, hon, okay? And
okay.
Truly deserve it. So just hold on to that and forgive him. And, you know, just say, I forgive you, because I'm getting like with him, like he's not even, he doesn't have the mindset that we have. Like he's not as evolved. So just when you say, I forgive you, that means that you're going to give it to God and the angels, son, okay?
That's true. Yeah. I hear you.
Call us back. It was such a pleasure to talk to you, hon. God bless, Therese.
I thank you guys so much, DC. Can I ask you one more thing about my dog? I'm very concerned about my dog, Keeper. What do you feel? If I may.
Okay, well, you know what? Really fast, I'm just going to ask the ladies, are you picking up anything?
No. I'm getting tired and weak.
He is. He's very thirsty also. So talking about water, he and I both need water.
Have him check for diabetes.
With him, I'm getting diabetes as well. That's what I was picking up on. You've got to, you know.
Okay, thank you. Yep, that's what I thought.
Okay. God bless you, honey.
God bless you three so much. Thank you so much. You guys are right
thank
on.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Take it easy. Keep listening. Oh. Love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, ladies.
Bye.
We do have
Angel
one more.
Blessing.
I believe. We may not. I'm not sure. I think we may have gotten a. Wait, let's see here. Hold on. I think we have one more caller. 248. This is Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Well, hello there. I wasn't expecting to be answered. Hi, how are you? Look, my name is Lily Albert. I talked to you ladies a while ago. And I just got this thing going. Listen, I got energy, and I feel like I can do this. Look, I've been trying to go to school for the last 20 years. I got into this program that will give me credentials as a nurse, and I'm making a decision on if once I finish, I have 1 year to complete an RN degree. That will make life a lot easier and make me move up a little bit more. And I still wanted to do the Reiki with this here, but I guess it's something within me that says, get the RN. I've been fighting it for 21 years. Please tell me, am I on the right path? Please.
Oh,
please.
Okay. Okay, Eileen?
Yeah.
Hi, Eileen.
What I am getting is that you've actually been focusing on the worst-case scenario. And as you do that, that is what you're inviting in. That is your thoughts are what attracts in your biggest desires.
Wow.
So if you're focusing on fear, that's what's going to happen.
And that's what's been happening. Wow.
Right. In order to allow your growth, you have to release the worry about where it's taking you and use the word allow.
Allow things to unfold.
Allow things to unfold as they are meant to be, rather than controlling it with fear, controlling it with ego. We can set our intentions.
Okay.
Well, we can set our intentions and we can set our heart's desires, and then we must allow those things to come to us. And what I see in that is if you can do that, then your delays are going to be over and the wheels will really start turning and you will have a sudden movement forward and really an unexpected good luck will come your way. It may even bring you an opportunity to travel somewhere or move to do something. Maybe I see this as like automobile transportation or having to do with moving around in a car of some sort. But I'm also seeing that you are quite a shining star and that you have great future if you just put your mindset in hope and optimism, because that power of faith is what's going to move you forward on that wheel that is spinning. It is turning. But because you're of your perspective, it's not allowing itself to really lurch forward. And so if you change the way you're looking at things, it's going to make some happy changes. It's going to pop that wheel into motion. Once that wheel's in motion, those challenging times in your perspective are going to be completely over, and you really, really will be able to move forward. So just stay focused. Really is what I have to tell you, is just stay focused on all the positive that you can possibly bring into your life. And that's the message I have for you today. Sue, what do you have for her?
Hi, Lily. I was getting the same thing as Eileen. As she was talking, I was writing positive, positive, positive. You have to focus on the positive. When the negative thoughts start coming in, push them off to the side and remember all the good things that are going to come your way with all the positive thoughts when you take over this new position, and you're going to soar. It's like the sky is the limit.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We on the same page now, baby. You said I got a new position coming? Because that's
yes.
how I've been thinking. That's how I have been thinking.
That's what I'm getting.
The law, oh, my God. Okay, it's making sense. I'm 51 years old this year, and I just now get it.
Yep. You have
to. I just now get it.
Stay focused on the positive, though. As soon as you start letting those negative thoughts creep back in, you're gonna be like stagnant. You're not going to move forward. You keep thinking positive, and the new position is going to be available, and you're going to take off. It's going to be wonderful. It's all looking.
I feel it. Oh, my goodness, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. And I want to ask you one more thing about channeling. I want to do channeling. And sometimes I know these thoughts are coming in my head, but I know they're not of me. But I don't know who they're coming from. Sometimes I can discern it. Sometimes I can't. Am I overthinking it? What am I doing? What am I doing? Because, like you said, I've been changing my way of thinking, and I wanted to open up my third eye. I don't know how to do that. Am I doing too much? Okay, focus on one thing at a time. Okay.
When you get those thoughts coming in, stop and ask your spirit guides if that's coming from them. Your spirit guides and your angels.
I don't even know who they are.
Will always deliver messages. We all have the ability. We just have to hone it. And
okay.
Up and say, is this my thought or is it coming from elsewhere? Your spirit guides and your angels will definitely let you know if it's you or if it's coming from them or the other side. And then you just have to work on strengthening that. And to open up your third eye more, just focus on that area. I like using a white light, and I also like using a lavender or a light purple light, and focus the color of the light on the area of your third eye and really concentrate and cleanse that area to help open it up. And then do exercises with your eyes closed and only using your third eye to see what you can see.
Okay, that part is easy. I've been doing that since I was a kid. That's easy.
Yeah.
It's just that I can't focus on who the thoughts are coming from.
Just
You know what you can do with that, Ben, is after you've done that, pull out a piece of paper and write down what it is that you need. But we do need to move on to D.C. so she can finish you up, because we only have like 2 minutes left for our show.
Okay. Hi, D.C.
Hi, honey. Set your mind on what you want, and your thoughts are going to create your reality. Believe in yourself. It's amazing how positive thinking is going to help you, and you've got to own your power. Girlfriend, you are so powerful. You're magnificent. You have the strength to do anything. And just keep affirming, I'm grateful for the courage to be the woman I'm supposed to be.
I'm grateful for the courage to be the woman I'm supposed to be.
I have some beautiful, beautiful messages coming in regard to money.
Okay, great. I need that. Okay.
Thank you. Eileen, do you want to close off really fast? We have like 40 seconds.
To close out the show, you mean? Yes.
Yeah, like 30 something seconds.
All right. I'd like to thank everybody for coming today. We are really magnificently thrilled that you were there, like with us. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. And we are very honored that you respect us enough and the thoughts that we receive from the divine, that you come here each and every week to receive your messages from your angels. I am so honored to be here with Sue Fields tonight and with DC Love. And Sue, your name is very long, so I'm going to allow you to tell our listeners how they can find you if they'd like a personal reading from you. Sue, can you tell everybody how to find you?
I'm on Facebook under Sue Fields Delamonte, and you can contact me there.
All right, wonderful. And you can contact me at Eileen Powers on Facebook and DC.
Yes, I'm on Facebook, DC Love. You'll see the girl with the dog, and www.therealdclove.com. Don't accept any substitutions there. And I love
right.
you, ladies. Oh, my gosh. Gee, you know what? I sort of had to tie myself to the chair with a seatbelt. The energy is phenomenal.
Yes, it has been. It's and so much synchronicity that all three of us really
yes.
were on the same page with many of the readers, with each of us adding our own perspective and a little additional for each and every one. And that's magnificent, because that really shows that those are the messages that their guides, guardian angels, and the most divine wants them to know. And thank you all for coming here to Angel Antics today here on Sacred Embers Network. Thank you for joining myself, Eileen Powers, my co-host, DC Love, and our most wonderful special guest, Sue Fields Delamonte. I probably said that wrong, didn't I?
You said it correct.
I'm so sorry.
So much for having me.
Sorry about that. Sue, I'm so sorry. Names are not my best forte. Anyway, thank you all for coming. I love you. I love you, Sue. Thank you for being with us today. I love you, DC. Thanks for being my partner.
Oh, I love you both. And this has been such a blessing. Thank you, ladies. Good night, everyone.
Oh.
And please join us again.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.